ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। But today we're reading from 10th Canto, chapter 68, text 14 through 19. And we will chant, I think we'll chant text 16. So let me just read through this. We'll get there. Santayi twa tu ton rama sanadan vrishni pungavan naichat kurunam vrishninam kalim kali malapaha jagamahastina puram ratina dicha varchasa brahmanai kula vridaischai rittas chanda ivagrahai. Lord Balaram, translation by Disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Lord Balaram, however, cooled the tempers of the Vrishni heroes who had already put on their armor. He who purifies the age of quarrel did not want a quarrel between the Kurus and the Vrishnis. Thus accompanied by the Brahmins and the family elders, he went to Hastinapur on his chariot, which was as effulgent as the sun. As he went, he appeared like the moon surrounded by the ruling planets. So text 16, please chant responsively. Gatva gajavayam ramo. Gatva gajavayam ramo. Gau bayo pavanam astita. Bayo pavanam astita. Udavam prashayam asa. Udavam prashayam asa. Dhritarashtram bubutsaya. Dhritarashtram bubutsaya. Gatva gajabayam ramo. Bayo pavanam astita. Udavam prashayam asa. Dhritarashtram bubutsaya. Gatvam gajavayam ramo. Bayo pavanam astita. Udavam prashayam asa. Dhritarashtram bubutsaya. Dhritarashtram bubutsaya. Gatva gajavayam ramo. Bayo pavanam astita. Udavam prashayam asa. Dhritarashtram bubutsaya. Gatva gajavayam ramo. Bayo pavanam astita. Udavam Vaisayamasa Yitarasam Babutsaya. Ladies? Latam Gajavayam Ramo Vayogatam Kausa Udavam Vaisayamasa Vitarasam Bhutaya Vayogatam Ramo Vayo Pavanamasita Udavam Vaisayamasa Vidyasam Bhagutaya Gatva going Gajabayam to Hastinapur Rama Lord Balaram Bhaya outside Upavanam in a garden Astita he stayed Udabam Udaba Preshayam Asa he sent Dhritarashtram about Dhritarashtra Bhubutsaya desiring to find out. Translation. Upon arriving at Hastinapur, Lord Balaram remained in a garden outside the city and sent Uddhava ahead to probe King Dhritarashtra's intentions. Purport. Srila Prabhupada writes, when Lord Balaram reaches the precincts of Hastinapur, he did not enter but stationed himself outside the camp in a camp outside the city in a small garden house. He then asked Uddhava to see the leaders of the Kuru dynasty and inquire from them whether they wanted to fight with the Yadu dynasty or make a settlement. Text 17. So bivanyambika putram bhishmam dronam cha balikam duradonam cha vidivad ramam agatama bravit. After he had offered his proper respects to the son of Ambika, Dhritarashtra, and to Bhishma, Drona, Balika, and Duryodhana, Uddhava informed them that Lord Balaram had arrived. Purport. Srila Vishnabhat Chakravarti Thakur points out that there is no reference here to Uddhava offering respects to Yudhisthira and his associates, since at that time the Pandavas were staying in Indraprastha. Text 18. Deti pritastam akarnya praptam ramam surittama tam acharitva biyayo zarve mangala panaya. Overjoyed to hear that Balaram, their dearmost friend, had come, they first honored Uddhava and then went forth to meet Lord carrying auspicious offerings in their hands. Purport. In Krishna, Srila Prabhupada writes, the leaders of the Kuru dynasty, especially Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana, were very joyful because they knew very well that Lord Balaram was a great well-wisher of their family. There were no bounds to their joy on hearing the news, so immediately they welcomed Uddhava. In order to properly receive Lord Balaram, they all took in their hands auspicious paraphernalia for his reception and went to see him outside the city door. Text 19. Tam samgamya yata nyayam gam arvyam cha nyavedayan desham ye tat prabhavagya prane musirasa balam. They approached Lord Balaram and worshipped him with gifts of cows and argya, as was fitting. Those among the crews who understood his true power bowed down to him, touching their heads to the ground. Purport. The Acharyas explained that even the elders, like Bhishma Dev, also bowed down to Lord Baladev. Om Agana Tamarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmaye Shri Gurave Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stabhidam Yena Bhutale Swayam Bhuta Swayam Rupam Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamala Sri Gurum Vaishnavam Shri Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Itam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishikam Itam Shah. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopisha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostite, Dapta Kanchan Ragorange, Radhe Vrindavaneshwere, Rishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Haripye. Vanchakalpa, Thiruvyascha, Kripa Sindhubhye Bacha, Patitanam Pavane Vyo, Vaishnava Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shiva Sarigor Bhaktivinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So let us take a look here at these verses. As we've been discussing this whole incident, this pastime of the Lord and his devotees, we recall that Samba wanted to marry the daughter of the Kuru dynasty, and that this didn't go well. He had to fight, and they captured him in an inappropriate manner. And somehow Narada Muni brings the message over to the Vrishnis and Yadu dynasty. And naturally, they were not happy. So they were ready to fight, to go bring back Samba and bring back his new bride. So here, Balaram demonstrates wonderful quality of Krishna and his. His quality of the Supreme Personality of God is peacemaking. He didn't want to see a fight. Fights always mean that people are injured, people are hurt, some people may die. So why should these two great dynasties who are in friendship fight? Why should there be a confrontation, a struggle like this? So Lord Balaram settled everyone down. This is a wonderful example that the Lord is giving us, that we may find some disagreement with family and friends. This happens in this age. Even happened back in these times with these great, great families. But the first effort should be made to settle things down and create an understanding, create peace. Because certainly that is always preferable to any kind of fighting. In fighting, so many things can happen and people come away with all kinds of dissatisfaction and either emotional or physical scars. So that's not good. Should be avoided. So Lord Balaram is showing. Lord Balaram is certainly the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is here demonstrating, you know, Bhagavatam is describing his approach to Hastinapur as being like a moon surrounded by ruling planets. It's certainly the greatest of personalities. Yet he was not, let's say, presumptuous. First he sends his envoy, the great devotee Uddhava, to see what was the situation. Because the last thing that would work is to just immediately jump into a direct involvement with the crews if they were also very disturbed and wanting to fight, because the fight would have began immediately. So very intelligently he sends Uddhava. And then we see the natural result, affection, respect, and a desire to express that face to face. So it's a sign of their deep relationships. Not what's going on immediately on the surface, but their deep relationships. So this is all very important to note, because in upcoming verses, some other things will happen. Is this a very interesting pastime? Very interesting. Especially when we consider that the Kurus and Balaram were very close. We can see their relationship. Very close, very friendly, very intimate. Yet still, they end up fighting. They end up in this fighting mood. So this can happen. And I think there's some references here about Lord Balaram's position, especially in the Kali Yuga. In the Kali Yuga, things, as we know, don't go well. People are prone to quarrel and to fight, argue, misunderstand things, poor communications, headstrong ideas, misunderstandings, confusion. So in these texts, 14 and 15, there's some specific words given here that will help us. We can focus on a little bit. That Kalim Kali Mala Apaha. He who removes the contaminations of the age of Kali. So certainly this age of Kali is full of all these contaminations that we have discussed. And we will find that the Lord came again as Lord Chaitanya. And as Lord Chaitanya, he addressed these difficulties. He came specifically to help us. We're struggling so hard in this age of Kali. We have so much, let's say, disqualification in this age. We are not even like the great members of the Kuru dynasty, full of many amazing qualities, exemplary qualities. We're not even on that level. At least I'm not. I shouldn't speak about all you, because I can only speak what I know, which is myself. And somehow the Lord somehow or other arranges incidences in our lives where it becomes clear that we don't have so many good qualities. He points them out. Oh, you thought you were very good in this way. Just see what happens now when I put you to the test. You think you have so many, you're so exemplary in this way and that way. Now let us test how you act and react. So we're constantly being tested. But that testing is to make us into the pure gold and quality of a devotee. When we have those qualities, then we are more fit to associate with the Lord. Otherwise, we don't fit in that association. Sometimes I think about the interactions. When Gopakumar, he finally reaches Vrindavan, and he sees the gopis, and he starts trying to strike up a conversation with them. And they totally ignore him, like he's not even there. Why? Here's a devotee who's come in their midst and he's interested in Krishna. Why do they ignore him? Because he doesn't speak their language. He doesn't have their single point of interest of loving and worshiping Krishna constantly. They're not interested in anything else. So it made it difficult for him to hold his regular conversation just to find out where he was and what was going on, because they just didn't want to talk about anything but Krishna. So in this age, there is a description from the Madhya Leela I found yesterday that gives a very good description of Lord Chaitanya and his mission, his assistance in this age that brought in the salvation for the devotees in this Kali Yuga. So let me share that with you now. Lord Chaitanya's mission is to deliver the fallen soul. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 16, text 65, purport. Its mission is to deliver the fallen souls of this age. In the age of Kali, practically 10% of the population is fallen. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu certainly delivered many fallen souls, but his disciples mainly came from the upper classes. For example, he delivered Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and many others who were socially elevated but fallen from the spiritual point of view. Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswamis were situated in government service, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a topmost scholar of India. Similarly, Prakashananda Sarasvati was a leader of many thousands of Mayavadi sannyasis. It was Srila Nityananda Prabhu, however, who delivered persons like Jagai and Madai. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says that Jagai and Madai were delivered solely by Nityananda's mercy. When they injured Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya became angry and decided to kill them with his Sudarshan Chakra. But Nityananda saved them from the Lord's wrath and delivered them. In the incarnation of Gaura Nitai, the Lord is not supposed to kill the demons, but is supposed to deliver them by preaching Krishna consciousness. So that is a very strong, interesting statement. But it goes further to say, in the case of Jagai and Madai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so angry he would have immediately killed them. But Nityananda Prabhu was so kind that he not only saved them from death, but elevated them to the transcendental position. Thus, what was not possible for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was carried out by Nityananda Prabhu. So we can see here that this reference to Lord Balaram, Lord is actually a reference also to Lord Nityananda, he who purifies this age of quarrel. He comes and he takes those individuals who are most fallen, full of so many bad qualities, and he uplifts them and elevates them to the topmost position. So Nityananda, he exemplifies the Lord's mercy to reach out to us, to all the people of Kali Yuga, and uplift them. As we can see, his peaceful and outgoing nature, he tries to make peace and bring the Kurus close and exhibit moods of love towards them, to encourage them. So the Supreme Personality Godhead gives credit to a devotee who performs any heavy task perfectly. Hanuman, the servant of Lord Ramachandra, serves as another example. It was Hanuman who jumped over the sea in one leap and reached the shore of Lanka from the shore of Bharadvarsha. When Lord Ramachandra chose to go there, he paved the way with stones, although by his will the stones were able to float on the sea. If we simply follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions and follow in the footsteps of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, this Krishna consciousness movement can advance. An even more difficult task can be performed by the preachers remaining faithful to the service of the Lord. The Lord Shiva speaks and he says, of all types of worship, the worship of Lord Vishnu is best. And better than the worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of his devotee, the Vaishnava. By the grace of Vishnu, a Vaishnava can render better service than Vishnu. That is the special prerogative of a Vaishnava. The Lord actually wants to see his servants work more gloriously than himself. For instance, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Sri Krishna provoked Arjuna to fight because all the warriors on the battlefield were to die by Krishna's plan. Krishna himself did not want to take the credit. Rather, he wanted Arjuna to take the credit. Similarly, if one is true to Gornitai's service in the disciplic succession, he can excel even Nityananda Prabhu's service. This is the process of disciplic succession. Nityananda Prabhu delivered Jagai and Madhai, but a servant of Nityananda, by his grace, can deliver many thousands of Jagais and Madhais. This is the special benediction of the disciplic succession. One who is situated in disciplic succession can be understood by the result of his activities. This is always true as far as the activities of the Lord and his devotees are concerned. So I thought this was also very helpful and instructive, that the devotees of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda can actually exceed the Lord in their efforts to preach. This may seem unbelievable and impossible, but as Prabhupada has explained, it's a principle of disciplic succession. The mercy flows downward, and rather than get smaller and smaller at the last level, it increases to a greater and greater degree, so that unimaginable things can happen. We all like to recount Srila Prabhupada's coming to America from a very simple state, with little or no support or contacts. Even his own godbrothers wouldn't support him. They wanted him to join their mission and do as they instructed rather than to follow his inspiration to serve Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. So he had to go against all odds, and yet what he did was completely amazing. We are all enjoying and here as a result of those efforts of Srila Prabhupada. So this is the power of one devotee of the Lord, from whom all this mercy becomes available to the world and does so much. So this is a very noteworthy point, because we're discussing the mercy of Lord Balaram. And, as Prabhupada said in Vrindavan, Krishna and Balaram are none different than Gornitai. When he installed Krishna Balaram, he said, this is my special arrangement, that they are worshipping Krishna Balaram, but actually Gornitai has come. So, Gornitai, in Nityananda himself, there are some further verses from the Nityananda Astakam, which gives some beautiful descriptions of Lord Nityananda and help us understand the wonderful qualities and nature of the Lord. They describe as follows. Sri Nityananda Prabhu's face is more beautiful and cooling than the autumnal moon. The effulgence coming from his body is supremely beautiful. He always moves like a mad elephant, since he is always intoxicated with Krishna Prema. He is always mad after Krishna Prema. His body is completely pure spiritual energy. He always has a smiling face. His eyes are very fickle, moving to and fro, and his lotus hand always holds a glowing staff. Yes, it is that Sri Nityananda who, by beating that of that staff, destroys all our reactions of Kali Yuga. We should take shelter of Sri Nityananda and cry for the mercy of Sri Nityananda. He is the root of Krishna Prem Bhakti Kalpataru, the root of the loving tree of devotion unto Krishna. I do my bhajan of Lord Nityananda, the very root of the Krishna Bhakti Vriksha. So a very nice description of Lord Nityananda. And there is one more brief one I wanted to read also, another verse of this Astakam. Lord Nityananda is very dear to Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He always does good to the whole universe. He is always supremely blissful. He is the embodiment of supreme happiness and blissfulness. He comes to this material world in this Kali Yuga to deliver the sinful persons. There is no limit to his mercy. He constantly does Nam Sankirtan, destroying the pride of this dreadful ocean of material existence. I do my bhajan of Lord Nityananda, the very root of the Krishna Bhakti Vriksha. So this is Lord Nityananda, a wonderful form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's simply delivering the people of this age, uplifting them, and bringing them to the highest position of devotional service. The acharyas have described that if one wants to actually worship Sri Sri Radha Krishna, he has to first approach Lord Nityananda. Otherwise, he cannot gain access to that exclusive worship, that intimate association of Radha and Krishna. So, we ourselves also want to reflect that mercy, and we have to become qualified. We have to develop our own Krishna consciousness so that we are fit to reflect that mercy of the Lord, that qualities of the Lord, that will attract the fallen souls of Kali Yuga and allow them to be benefited. So let me stop here and ask if anyone would like to make any comments or questions. I'd like to share some of their own thoughts or realizations. Yes, Trivikram Prabhu.
So I think later on in the text, it stated also that Balaram being merciful, he didn't want to fight, really. You know, that's why he actually went there. So the emissary of the Yadus.
Yes.
And so he was trying to make peace. And so he was compared to Nityananda in a similar way. Nityananda also is the peacemaker. I mean, he was showing his compassion, especially to Jagannath. So that was quite relevant. You know, actually, I was taken back when you emphasized so much on Nityananda, that the same thoughts were coming in my mind.
The same one?
The same thoughts were coming in my mind. Balaram compared to Nityananda.
Yes. Very good. Thank you. Jivanath, go.
You were saying that Krishna Balaram and Gorni Thai, Prabhupada said, are the same. So I was just wondering, this is just probably not going to make a whole lot of sense, but I was just thinking, like in Kirtan, whenever we glorify Radhe Shyam, we glorify Krishna Balaram, and as soon as it comes to Gorni Thai, we ramp it up. It's, the enthusiasm is like, Gorni Thai! So is this, can you help me explain why we do that?
Well, the sentiments of the devotees, I think, are spontaneous from their hearts. So they're not subject to explanation. But they're expressions of their love and devotion. For myself, I would say that expression is appealing to the Lord directly for their mercy. Of course, we know, like in when we're chanting japa, first we chant the Panchatattva mantra, so that all offenses will be removed. So that aspect is also there. We want to be free of our offenses and become suitable, prepared to offer our worship to the Lord, who will accept when we are in that pure state. And we want to get the mercy of the Lord, to become their instruments, to preach, to expand, and to be representatives of the Lord. Because naturally, as devotees, we're representing, as in a corporation, the owner of the corporation, Prabhupada explains. If any members of the company do something inappropriate, it reflects back on the owner and the company. So we want to be proper representatives of the company, proper representatives of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. And it's a little difficult, at least for me, I know it is. You're all very elevated personalities. But for me, I'm constantly, this mirror keeps being put in front of me and saying, hey, it's not looking so good today. No, you have to do something. So we're challenged like that to step up and become proper representatives of the Lord, to be qualified and to present those Vaishnava qualities which are so attractive. It's not just that the holy name is attractive, but the devotee that is represented in the holy name should also be attractive. Because it is the devotee who is going to have the interaction with the individuals who want to come forward. It's not that only the name is attractive, and then we get to the person speaking about the name, I don't really want to be too close to them. It shouldn't be that mood. Rather, they should also be attractive. They should have these qualities that make one naturally endeared. So, Gornitai, we can see that Lord Nityananda, he elevated Jagai and Madai to the highest level of Krishna Prema. So we are appealing to that special quality of the Lord. At least I am. You can, yes, Mukunda? So I'm not ignoring ladies, but I'm not seeing any hands there. So please think of your thoughts, offer them.
There's one thing, it's a very nice progression that when Krishna came, he came because he wanted two things. One is Parijanaya Sadhanam and then Vishnaya Vishwakam. So in order to kill the demons, he did it in sequence. So there was some...
Oh. We really
so
want to hear
those
you.
Demons, those demons who were killed in Braj first, this is the first grouping. Then the demons that would be killed in Mathura, headed by Kamsa. Mm. Now, once Krishna has gone to Dwarka, because all of these things were off, first, so many demons were coming to Braj. This is one reason, not main reason, but one reason Krishna gives for needing to leave Braj. Because when Akrura comes, he's very doubtful. And actually, it's explained that Akrura goes to Baladev and tells, you have to convince your brother that Vasudev Devaki, all Yadu's suffering there, everything, so he needs to come. So then they get together and they convince Krishna, okay, we have to go. So in spite of all the heartbreak and everything that takes place for him to go to Mathura, when he goes to Mathura, then he starts to kill the demons necessary there. When he gets to Dwarka now, after he killed Kamsa, because Kamsa was married to Jarasandha's daughters, so now everything became complicated. He could not go back to Braj immediately. So now there's a whole sequence of killing all the demons, you know, gradually. But now the last burden is going to be both his own family members between the Yadavas and the Kauravas. So how to arrange this? So Duryodhan becomes the catalyst, and Samba in the Visnu dynasty becomes the catalyst for arranging this war that Krishna can finish this job. So in the case of Duryodhan, because of his enmity to Pandavas, even from the beginning, he gradually committed aparad, first to Pandavas, and then gradually to others like Vidura. Finally, he offended some other devotees. Now, finally, when Baladev goes here, he gets to directly offend Baladev, who's both the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the representation of Guru, because Baladev is a Kanda Guru Tattva. His last offense, when Krishna goes finally to try to stop the war, and they attack Krishna there, Krishna has to show universal form. This is going to be the last aparad before they get ready to have this battle. And it was by this mechanism that Krishna then rid the earth of the majority of the demons. One last pastime needed to take place, which would be Mosala Lila, which then he would get rid of the burden of his own family. Mm-hmm. So in this way, he did all of these things.
But as you're speaking, I just thinking how amazing it is that, you know, Duryodhana and Balaram were actually very intimate, we could say friends, probably more respect than. But at the same time, when it comes down to this issue, he's ready to fight. So this is, we can see this is the nature of offenses. They cover the person. And whatever sentiments, godly sentiments he has, become hidden, and he acts in inappropriate ways. So this culture of Vaishnav etiquette is something very important, and we actually need to practice it and to spread it, because it is very attractive and it's what we're supposed to be doing. I also share another brief thought, and that is how this mercy of Lord Nityananda expands. That is, you know, a devotee, like my own experience, speaking with these students here in from University of South Florida, came a couple weeks ago. You approach one person, and they become interested in Krishna. But because of the strength of that experience, they then approach so many people who you don't even know, you have no contact with. So the mercy expands in this way. And this is the essence of these experiences that are so important. As by ourselves, we may be having limited number of contacts, but by properly influencing and helping others to experience Krishna consciousness in a very wonderful way, that mercy flows out to their families, their friends, and their contacts, and keeps expanding and rolling out like that, so that they want to spread. Even they have very little contact, just a few weeks of contact, they immediately want to share this great feeling that they had, this great experience. And this is the essence of Krishna consciousness, into spreading Krishna consciousness by giving these experiences so others will share them. Any other questions, comments? Madhumati, you were there. What was your experience?
It's nice to see that one girl, Samantha.
Samantha, yeah.
You know, first of all, taking responsibilities to do the Bhakti Yoga Club, but she was so enthusiastic. She said, I really want to learn all the etiquettes that you have. Like, she was very anxious to even learn all the details. I was kind of surprised. And then, again, influencing other girls who were there.
Yeah, the other girls, I mean, some of them, one of them in particular, I remember there, I could see a transformation. One was very sad and self-absorbed when she came. And when she left, she was just like glowing and, you know, just so happy. And you could see she forgot all that sadness she brought in. And it was all gone. So, transformational experience, definitely. And then they'll want to share this. They definitely want, they were like this, oh, we're going to do this and the universe, and we're going to do that. And we're going to get these people to come. And, you know, they're just like full of, beyond my thoughts of how they could further expand that mercy.
One last thing we need to that is that you had spoken a lot about Lord Nityananda and his relationship to Lord Balaram.
Yes.
So the Acharyas have explained that the seeds of one lila are planted in the former lila. Like in Lord Ramachandra's lila, he planted the seeds for what would go on in Krishna lila. Like he's actually in one version of Ramayana, when he's a young boy, he asked Mother Kaikeyi to banish him. So then later on, Kaikeyi at that time thinks he's just a young boy, he's just speaking rashly. But later on, the seed of that through Yogamaya and Mantara, who was the servant of Kaikeyi, brought that to fruition. But the reason is that because he wanted to taste the pleasure of roaming in the forest, which he would completely do in Krishna Lila. Also, the mood of separation from his beloved, Sita, that would fully manifest in Krishna Lila between, obviously, gopis and Krishna. But also in Krishna Lila, Baladev and Krishna had killed so many demons. And therefore, when it came to the battle of Kurukshetra, Baladev, not only because of Duryodhan, but he said, no, I'm tired of this. No more killing demons, etc., etc. So he said, I'll go and empower all the holy places that they can reveal your glory, and I will make sure Bhagavatam is spoken properly. That's why he went to Namasharanya, ended up having to kill Romhar Sansutta, last sacrifice. Then Mosala Lila. But then when it came to Gaur Lila, as Nityananda Prabhu, he did not want to kill any demons, even personally being struck by Madai and bleeding. He would not allow Mahaprabhu to kill him. So this seed planted in this lila, that when he came as Lord Nityananda, his compassion for people who were fallen would be so great that not one time did Nityananda ever, even when he was offended, he would only smile. So that famous bhajan is the Akrodha Paramananda Nityananda Roy, Abhiman Sunya Nitai Nagare Vidai. He never maintained any anger towards anyone when he came as Nityananda Prabhu.
That's very inspiring. And I also like to focus on this other part of the statement we read, that not only does he not show any anger, but he turns around and gives them the highest thing, the highest attainment of love of Krishna. I mean, that's beyond no anger, no resentment, no anything. It's like, I don't even see what you did. Here, take this greatest thing. You're just immediately totally qualified. It's practically inconceivable, because far beyond my capacity to understand and act, but we're very fortunate that we're part of that. Okay, maybe we can stop there. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, all glories to Lord Nityananda, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.